Share to wed 21-year-old alien. Well, good for her.
Hey, Kate. Oh, good. I caught you on a break. Listen, last night I saw a bright star shining in the east. Peg, did you do a laundry?
I had to. One of your shirts reached out of the hamper, grabbed me around the windpipe, and demanded to be taken to the airport. Mm.
Stupid shirt. If it was that easy, I would have been gone years ago. Now, look, Peg. 2 months ago, I bought 20 pair of socks. Now I got 20 swinging singles with only one complete pair.
Then wear them.
I can't. They're the socks I got married in. The evil socks. What are you doing with my socks, Peg?
I didn't want to tell you because I knew you'd get upset. But I traded your socks and the family cow for these magic beans.
Something's going on here, Peg. Something dark, something deep, something sinister, so I know a woman's behind it. I call all my friends, and their socks are disappearing too, and their wives claim they don't know either. So level with me, Peg. What is Oprah telling you to do with our socks? Or was it Geraldo?
Sell a shoe, Al.
Fine. But I'll be watching you.
Mom, Dad, big news at school today.
All the guys losing their socks while the girls in home ec giggle fiendishly?
Mom, big news at school today. The tap dancing club was doing a recital in the ghetto. Now, apparently, all the gangs banded together and attacked their bus. They couldn't figure out why, but it seems that someone spray-painted a slogan on the side of the bus that said, "We may be nerds, but at least we're not poor. Ha, ha."
That's terrible. Who would do a mean thing like that?
I'll give you a hint. She lives here, has white hair, and misspelled ha, ha.
Oh, no, not what's her name.
It's Kelly, Al.
Yeah, that's the one.
Our spelling bee winner should be here any second. Dad, please, go easy on her. I'll get your belt.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Kelly. Anything interesting happen at school today?
Oh, not to me. Well, good night.
Kelly!
Oh, yeah. There was this one thing, though. There's this girl who looks just like me who got into a peck of trouble today. So if the principal calls and... Gee, Mom, you look fantastic. Dad? Doesn't Mom look fantastic? Hey, what say we unplug the phones and play Yahtzee?
Dad, I couldn't find your belt, but I figured we'd tie her down with this. Hi, Kelly.
You told, didn't you?
Just about the spray painting. Not that you came in at 2 a.m. last night. Oops.
You know you're going to be punished for this, don't you?
Well, you're going to have to take a number. They're already punishing me at school. Principal Wicker's been out to get me ever since I stole her stupid husband. I mean, some chalk.
Well, what's she going to do to you?
I have to join the tap club.
With the nerds and the geeks?
Nerds, dips, phoebes, and geeks. Either tap or I'm out of school. What would you do, Mom?
I'd quit school.
Way to go, Supermom.
I can't quit school. I need school. It's like my office. I check in, I get my messages, I go to lunch. I close a couple of deals and I go home. I mean, if I'm out on the streets, I'm just another...
Flophouse toy?
No girl repellent. I need school. I belong there. It's where I'm cool. It's where I'm important. It's where I can get a hot meal. But if I tap, I'll be branded as an ortho. Oh, God, my brain hurts. Somebody help me.
Okay, look, Kelly, what you did was wrong. It was funny, though. But wrong, I guess. Look, there's two things that Bundys don't do. We don't eat vegetables and we don't tap. So take one more tap class. And tomorrow, I'll get up, paint one of my ankles, go to work, and then after that, I'll see your principal.
Thanks, Daddy.
Then I'll go to the airport, and I'll go to Borneo. Where I'll be known as that great white wino with no socks.
Roll, fold, and flip. See, it's easy. Steve's mother used to twist, twist, and tuck. Of course, Steve's mother is an idiot. She sewed his name in his underwear when we got married, you know.
Al's mother just threw up in the dip.
They can't let go, can they? How come Al has so many socks?
Well, last night, after Al learned that a man with $20 is not a king in Borneo, he went out to buy some socks at Bob's pre-owned socks and stuff. He is on this weird sock quest, and he just won't believe that I don't lose them on purpose. Does Steve blame you when his socks disappear?
Oh, Steve never loses a sock. He pins them together before I wash them. Another tip from Mommy.
Yeah, Al's mother had a tip for him, too. Don't eat the dip tonight.
Dweeb.
Honey, what happened to your shoes?
Oh, same thing that happens to all nerds' possessions. The cool kids stole them and threw them down the sewer. Then they said, gee, I wish Kelly was here to see this girl crying.
Well, how was class?
Oh, it was keen, Mom. Today they made me dance with Marty Neuberger, the four-eyed saliva machine.
He wants to be friends.
Kelly's principal is making her take tap dancing.
Oh, how wonderful. I took tap in cotillion when I was growing up. Isn't it fun?
Fun? The whole class is geeks and dweebs.
Really? When I took tap, there were no geeks or dweebs in my class.
Well, I'm gonna shuffle off, shuffle off, shuffle off in front of a truck. Daddy, did you talk to the principal? Did you save my life? Did you get me off?
Did Daddy ever let you down before?
Lots of times.
And you won't be surprised at what Daddy has to say to you. I went into Mrs. Wicker's office and had it out with her man to man. I forgot how much she hated me. Hey, she remembered you too. She called you the Big Easy. Well, we get into it. I called her Big Nose. She called me One Sock. And the upshot is I'm not allowed within 100 yards of the school until the night of your dance recital.
I don't have to do a dance recital.
You do now. Boy, I'm hungry. What do we got in the fridge?
A milk carton with a tree growing out of it.
Well, chop it down, cook it up.
Doesn't anybody care that we seem to be glossing over the end of my life?
Yeah. Excuse me here, but there is nothing wrong with tap. I tap, Steve taps, Sammy Davis Jr. taps, and he is one hep black cat. Tap is an art form. Open yourself to tap, you'll never look back.
Mom, while Mrs. Rhodes finishes her geek attack, let me explain this to you so that you can understand. There's this guy. He is a god. The janitor at our school. So obviously all the girls want him.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you.
All right, so I've been playing it cool. You know, a little smile, a little wink, a little, hey, Bruno, look at this. He's on the hook, and I'm just about to land him. He thinks I'm cool, but if he sees me wearing these horseshoes, he's gonna go for some other slut. Mom!
Honey, you may not believe this now, but there'll be other janitors.
Not like this one.
No, I know, I know. But, honey, we are not rich enough to send you to private school. You're not smart enough to get an equivalency diploma. Unless your father comes up with a brilliant idea. I'm afraid you're going to have to tap.
Ms. Music, cue it up, please.
Hey, anything goes. That's your song, isn't it, Kel?
Focus, Kelly, focus. All right, now watch me. And a 5, 6, 7, 8. Hop, shuffle, step, ball, lap, ball, change. Now you.
Nerd, geek, dweeb, dweeb, nerd, dork.
Good, good. You're starting to feel it. Now with me, Ms. Music, hit it. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Al, look at our little girl. We don't really have to go to a recital, do we?
Hey, remember the Bundy credo. When one Bundy is embarrassed, the rest of us feel better about ourselves.
Feeling mighty good come showtime.
Bring it home, baby! Bring it home!
And big finish!
Oh, Steve!
Yeah, I know, I know. Kelly? Kelly! Don't do that! You can have fun in those shoes. See, your problem is you're not tuned into the true spirit of tap and what tap can do for you. Now, tap can be your friend, you know, on those lonely nights when the cool kids don't invite you to their parties. When everybody else is out having fun, at your home, studying, trying to make something of yourself so that someday you can own the best car in the neighborhood. And those mornings when you look in a mirror and you see a guy who's pretty darn good looking, but shunned because of his intelligence. But they'll be sorry someday, because everybody needs a car or a home loan, and that's when they come crawling on their bellies to me. So, I guess Steve, the school's pet peeve, is worth something after all. So crawl, crawl, you paupers, and kiss my...
What? Steve.
Oh. Anyhow, the point is, tap builds character for people who need it. I didn't. I was popular. I played the accordion.
Al, we've got to do something. We cannot let her turn out like this.
Peg, if she doesn't tap, she's out of school. Then she'll be home all day with you.
And hop, shuffle, step, flap, ball, change. Oh, very good. Very good. Al, she dances like a horse.
That was fun, wasn't it?
My goodness, that Neuberger boy doesn't swallow at all, does he?
He gets some good distance, too. Al, maybe it's not too late to get Kelly out of this. Try saying something nice to Principal Wicker.
You're looking less ugly tonight.
Your daughter isn't great. She's out of here like spit through a trumpet.
There's no reach in her, Peg. Oh, and by the way, a week ago I had 10 pairs of socks. Now I have a red and a green one. I know you're up to something. All women are in it. It's a signal, isn't it? It means a year before we strike.
Al, you're just being paranoid.
I just know Kelly's gonna mix up my instructions. She's gonna shuffle when she should be bawling. I just know it.
Hop, shuffle, death. Hop, shuffle, fail. Hop, shuffle, bus station.
Hi, Kel. Gee, are your front teeth starting to protrude? Isn't that an early warning sign of geekdom?
How come no date tonight, bud? Couldn't get the wig on Buck?
That's funny, Kel. Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you say, die?
Oh, God. It's him. It's Bruno. If he sees me, I'm gonna die.
Hey, Bruno, look. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. I didn't recognize you. How come you look like a geek?
Well, it's, Be Kind of Geek Week. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, did you see Newberger out there fizzing his way across the stage? I wonder if he does lawns on the weekends.
Listen, you don't want to watch these geeks. Why don't you hit the parking lot and pick out a car we can take for a ride?
Hey, you know I'd love to, but, you know, it's a parole violation. I think I'll just hang with you and laugh at the nerds.
I'm laughing already.
Uh-oh, Newberger's talking to somebody. I'd better go use this mop before they drown. Coming!
Gee, Kel, what you gonna do now?
And now the Ganaywick sisters will delight you with their tap interpretation of Dueling Banjos.
Listen, Kel, if it makes you feel any better, I find this very, very funny.
What am I doing? I'm not a tap dancer. I mean, let's face it, they're gonna throw me out of school no matter what. Well, one thing I've learned from being a Bundy is if you're gonna lose, lose big. That's what Dad does. That's what I'm going to do.
What the hell? I hate you, but you're my sister. So if you need help, you got it.
Hey, girly. How'd you like to keep your hair?
She's next, Bundy.
Come on, Wicker. You're not really gonna make my daughter go through with this, are you? Think back to when you were a little girl, roaming the range with the rest of the buffalo. Scratching yourself up against a tree. Trembling to the sound of the iron horse.
She dances or she's expelled.
No charm in her, Peg.
Before our next act, please, please remember, we need you to contribute to our fund for a new Tap Club bus. And now I hope you'll welcome our final act, Miss Kelly Bundy.
Where's the top hat? Where's the cane?
Take me, Tap Master!
their minds but us.
Go.
Wasn't that nice? Oh, thank you. Thank you. She's our best student, you know.
She bit me on the neck, Peg. Now I live forever.
Help me, please, please. A Gnawick sister has me. Help!